This is the new TC Pride Podcast, episode 126, on location at Lush, for a special festival music preview with Pride's entertainment manager, Deshaun McDonald. Twin Cities Pride Podcast, we are on location at the beautiful new and improved Lush in Minneapolis for a very special edition of the TC Pride Podcast. We are doing a festival music preview edition of the podcast here, and I'm here with
Deshaun McDonald, Twin Cities Pride.
So Deshaun, I consider you to be one of the, unsung heroes of the organization. So we talk about this magical full-time, year-round staff kind of behind the curtain that makes all the magic happen at Twin Cities Pride. What is your specific role in the organization, and kind of what are you responsible for?
So I'm the entertainment manager, so I help book all the local artists and help book the headliners for Twin Cities Pride.
And so people know that there's a lot of great music at the festival every year. We kind of wanted to break that down into, five different areas that the music is kind of spread out throughout the festival grounds. We're going to talk about all of the music at all the stages today. But first, I wanted to ask you a little bit about kind of your background with the organization and how you got involved.
Awesome. So actually, I got involved about 5 years ago as an entertainment staff. Volunteer staff helping out with artist relations with Lee, who was our entertainment manager back then. My background is in entertainment management. That's what I went to school for as my bachelor's in science degree out in Bay State College in Boston, Massachusetts. So just wanted to get involved and really be a part of the community. And I got involved and sent an email to Dot, who got me in contact with Lee to get me involved in Pride.
So, fun little side story. So, my first day ever doing the Twin Cities Pride podcast, you were actually there as the event manager for the grand marshal ceremony, the awards that the organization does every year. And you were kind of helping me set up my gear and everything. You actually did my very first sound check. We didn't save the actual audio of that because you were a little nervous at the time. You insisted that we didn't. But you've been there since the beginning. So thank you for all your support, man. So like I said, we did want to talk about each of the stages individually. So you said the festival is broken up into kind of five different areas.
Correct. So we have our beer garden, which hosts our local DJs. We have four different DJs that will be over the weekend. Our P2P stage, which is our Power to the People, which hosts our people of color and trans folks artists. And then we have our Rainbow stage, which has most of our acoustic kind of up and coming artists in the local community.
Nice and little chill kind of acoustic vibe on a hot summer day, right?
Oh yes. And then we have our Stonewall stage, which brings our drag performers out. Big number.
Yeah. So let's talk about this Rainbow this Rainbow stage first.
Yeah, so Rainbow stage is kind of our big and upcoming artists. We have a couple of new artists this year. The Blondies, Aurora, and the new Black and Granddad. And then bringing back the closeout each night will be the Big Fat Comedy Hour with Sarah McPeck.
That's right. So we definitely want to show some love to Sarah. So so this is the third year of the comedy hour, right?
Correct. So she brings out big and upcoming local comedians, especially in the community that we have.
Yeah, there's a little improv, a little music. She's amazing.
Very amazing. Very excited to have her back on the stage.
And I believe you mentioned the Von Tramps. They've actually made a brief appearance on the podcast before. I want to say, what can you tell people about the Von Tramps?
So the Von Tramps are a very exciting band, gets the crowd up and roaring, and then they also do a big donation drive for their own cause and everything.
Yeah, really, really fun and really energetic. Kinda.
Very fun and energetic. Love the drummist and the guitarist. These ladies know how to rock it.
That's right, and they're making a difference at the same time with their fun.
Very much so.
Awesome. So let's talk about so that was the Rainbow stage. Let's talk about this beer garden a bit. So I'm a big fan of electronic music, so this is where the DJs usually throw down, right?
Correct. So we have our local DJs, and we also this year will be bringing out DJ Spunk, who is our karaoke DJ. So this will be the first time we actually done karaoke in the beer garden, which I'm really excited about. And then also,
I know where I'll be for an hour at the festival.
Right. And then we'll also have a local karaoke champion, Miko, there to perform as well.
That's right. So can we talk about this special sort of development that's just happened recently with Miko?
Right, yes. So Miko is actually making a Pride-themed song this year for Twin Cities Pride.
Which is the first time this has happened.
Correct. This is the first time that since I've been a part of Pride that we've actually had our own theme song. So I'm excited to hear what he comes up with, and he's going to be promoting it at the different events around Pride.
So there was a small sort of inner circle of people that got special sort of like preview access to it. I just got to say, I heard it and it's dope. So stay tuned for the new actual festival song of Twin Cities Pride this year. It's going to be awesome. So, and then so we talked about the Rainbow Stage, the Beer Garden Stage. This Power to the People Stage has been around for what, like a good 10 years, I think.
Right. They've been around for 10 years with Rare Presents, hosted by Roxanne Anderson. They've been a part of Pride as long as I've known, and a part of the Power to People Stage, bringing on different artists from many, many bit different backgrounds and whatnot.
Yeah, a lot of QPOC artists, a lot of right
up and coming artists, and now that I've seen some artists from their stage like make it big time and traveling around the country doing music videos and whatnot, it's exciting to see the growth of some of the artists that Roxanne and Rare has presented on the P2P stage.
So we also wanted to talk about the Stonewall stage, which this is a lot of like drag and burlesque performers, and always a crowd favorite.
Always a crowd favorite. Probably after Loring stage, Stonewall stage brings in the biggest crowds.
And it's always packed every time I walk by.
Always packed. As I drive by, I can't sit down and enjoy most of the performances, but when I go around and see them, I can see all the faces and how smiling and how fun they are at the Stonewall stage. And having some of these performers work over the weekend and then go and work at their local bars is amazing.
Right.
And how much they give to the community. So thank you for all those artists.
Yeah, and so everyone who's been to the festival, I'm sure, sees you guys driving around in your little golf carts, right? So if you're at the festival and you see, there's a good chance it's Deshaun, actually. So in the festival, you're always kind of back and forth. So to people at the festival, we love you, but get out the way, right? If you see one of our friendly staff in one of our golf carts. But yeah, so that is you driving around. So you get to experience all these stages, at least a little bit, right? And the Stonewall stage is always packed.
The biggest, always the crowded and most energetic people I've ever seen. So it's always great to see that crowd. And this year we're bringing something new to that area, and I hope it's
still a secret.
Well.
That's still a secret.
It's still a secret. Okay. And I don't know when it will be allowed out, but right now it's still a secret.
We'll get the scoop. We'll be the first to know.
The deal. I make promise.
Fantastic. So we did talk about the Loring stage. Now, the Loring stage is extra special this year because of our headline performance. This is the first time they've been there. Our headliners, of course, this year.
It's TLC.
TLC, right. Bringing back the 90s.
One of the biggest girl bands or female bands in the history of music.
That's right. And last year we had Brandy. So like we're just keeping it rolling this year.
I'm trying to keep it rolling. Bringing those artists that definitely are big supporters of the community and that are still touring and bringing out big hits.
Absolutely. And so who are some of the other performers presenting at the Loring stages here?
So this year, returning Freedom Jazz Band, we have All God's Children, the choir, coming back. For sure, we're bringing back the Rock Rebel Queens and the Hot Pink Hangovers on Saturday, and then coming around Sunday, Roxy Hall Band, Mae Simpson, and a traveling artist, Katie Beth.
Freedom Band. So Freedom Band is one of like sort of the historic organizations of like Twin Cities Pride sort of community. They've been around forever.
Yes, and I love the horn section. Can't get enough of the horns.
Yeah. And so All God's Children is also performing. So we were kind of talking before we started recording here. So I was thinking they're going to do like some sort of like church ceremony. But you said their choir is performing.
Right. It's a choir from around the community will be coming out and performing on Saturday morning. They will be hosting church services, though, on Sunday morning. So if you want to come out for a church service, come on out for Sunday right before the parade starts.
Absolutely. And so speaking of which, so a little sidebar here. So there are actually, a couple of different sort of faith-based kind of events on the stages throughout the weekend?
Oh, yes. We have everything starts around 12 on Saturday. It starts at 12 on Sunday and goes through 6 o'clock. All stages kind of in around 6, okay. Except Saturday night is when we host our Pride in Concert on Loring stage.
So along with all the great music and all these stages, now each stage has its own host, right?
That is correct. Some of the local DJs, some of our local drag performers, like Barb from the Saloon, your friendly neighbor, Quinn from her own radio station is going to be hosting the P2P stage.
Fresh Fruit, we got to shout out Fresh Fruit, right?
Fresh Fruit, correct. Thank you for the help. And then Gosh Alice Jones is one of my favorites. I've known Gosh for over 10 years. It's going to be hosting Rainbow Stage Saturday and Sunday. And then hosting Stonewall Stage this year for the first time will be a lot of shots. A big crowd favorite, so...
Cool. So let's talk about one more question that you must get all the time as the entertainment manager. So probably right up until the day of the festival, we're just joking, right? So what is the process for performing on these stages? Now, I'm assuming like the deadline for this year has passed, but there is generally a process to be considered for performance at one of the stages.
Right. So processes is kind of quick. We do a big entertainment rolling out. Called the entertainment starting January 1st or January 2nd that goes all along a month of January to about February.
Which is funny because most people start thinking about Pride like around the time June rolls around, right? But like with Twin Cities, it's like back in January, you're already getting the wheels rolling.
Oh, I would say we're thinking about Pride back in October, November. When it comes to our headliner, I'm thinking about back in October, November, sometimes even after the concert's done. But our call to entertainment is about January 1st or 2nd. It goes for about a month. We have artists apply or register on TwinCitiesPride.org. And then around the beginning of February, we close that down, and then we'll do a big jury selection of other entertainment staff members, performers from the community, and other big name folks from the Pride community to help out, and we'll do a big jury selection. Having artists who submitted their music, their videos, their social media, answer a couple of questions, see what they have and do for the Pride community, what they do for themselves, and how they make the community better.
So, for example, like the Von Tramps, right? Along with being amazing performers, they also give back to the community in several ways. So that's always part of what's taken into consideration when people are applying to perform.
Yes, of course. What they do for the community and just besides perform as well.
So we mentioned TLC. We want to go back to the Loring stage, which is the big main stage for the weekend for a second. We also do want to shout out a couple more of the performers that are going to be on stage that weekend.
Yeah, so during Pride in Concerts, which starts around 6 o'clock p.m. on Loring Stage, $20 ticket to get in. That day, we are going to be hosting a Guinness Book of World Record and try to break a record of the number of drag performers all on stage performing together.
Do you know much about whose idea was this, sir?
Actually, that was brought up. It was kind of thought of by Barb from Saloon. That was her baby idea, and it kind of grew into this enormous, let's bring the community of drag performers together, and let's break a record of 72 performers, which was done by Pride in Canada about 2016.
Going down Canada.
So you're going down Canada, or Minneapolis, Twin Cities Pride is coming for you.
Of course. So there's probably going to be representatives from like Guinness Book of World Records with calculators and clipboards and doing the whole thing?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So we're going to have everyone out there and make sure that we're being that number of 72. So if you want to perform and you're a drag performer, come on out. Nice. Well, registration will be open soon, or is open. Just go to TwinCitiesPride.org.
And of course, another crowd favorite who's going to be performing right before TLC, I believe.
Yeah, right before TLC is one of my biggest groups that I've been a big fan of since I've been part of Pride the last 5 years is the Vigilantes Collective with Sweet Pea and her folks. Yeah. They'll be banging it out once again, opening before the big headliner. They've been helping out Twin Cities Pride.
Sweet Pea has emceed the event for.
Yeah, she's emceed Pride in Concert before. Seven has DJed for Pride in Concert before. So I always appreciate them giving their time to Twin Cities Pride.
And their energy and enthusiasm is just intoxicating, man. It's amazing.
Amazing crowd favorite. Everyone loves them, and I can't wait for them to bring it again.
Yeah, me too. We also wanted to shout out one of our big cover bands, one of our big local cover bands in the area that'll be performing.
Right, yes, as well on Pride in Concert, right before the Vigilantes, after we break the world record, will be the Sweet Sirens. Yeah. One of the big groups of Minnesota traveling around the state.
Sweet Siren will help us celebrate our new world record.
I'm very happy to have them at Twin Cities Pride for the first time.
And we should also mention that, so it's the Twin Cities Pride Festival, but, you know, along with people coming from all over the country, right? Like, we have performers coming oftentimes from out of state. There's a few of them we wanted to mention.
Yes, so we have artists, we have three this year that are donating their time and coming out, traveling to perform on stage. We have BJ Armani from North Dakota coming to perform on the Stonewall stage and do a little cabaret kind of one-on-one. We have Katie Beth, who's actually closing out the festival on Loring stage on Sunday at 5. Katie's a country singer from Wisconsin, big artist. If you're definitely a big country fan, come out and support her. And then we also have the IC Kings from Iowa, drag performers from Iowa coming up to show some love to Stonewall stage on Sunday as well.
So we've got country artists, we've got DJs, we've got acoustic, we've really got something for everybody.
We do. We have a lot of great numbers for everyone.
Trying to be super inclusive. Speaking of which, you wanted to mention that, you know, we also do try to be accommodating to the ASL community. I understand several of the stages at various times there will be ASL interpreters.
Correct. So majority, we have ALL interpreters on Loring stage, on the Stonewall stage. And then if we do not have ASL on a certain stage at a certain time, for sure get in touch with us and we can definitely have an ASL interpreter come by and help out.
And speaking of inclusion and accessibility, we wanted to throw back to the P2P stage, or the Power to the People stage, for a second. There's some really great things happening this year. Quinn is hosting, and it's going to be a fantastic time as always.
Right. Always love when Quinn brings her energetic and vibrant self and all of her sparkles to host the P2P stage over the weekend.
She brings it actually to her radio show regularly. Was it 90.3 Fresh Fruit, right?
Correct. She's a host of this show, and she does a lot of interviews, a lot of great local artists, from performance to theater to so much entertainment of the community as well.
Yeah. And there's going to be some of those local performers, as well as some, like you said, like maybe bigger names, like bigger national names even performing at the P2P stage this year.
Yeah, we have a couple of cousins. The Steel Cousins are actually going to be performing, Jazz Steel, their cousin Corey Cool Breeze as well. So, and they're always going local, traveling around the country and performing as well. So can't wait to have them back on the stage.
And let's talk about Casino and the Vibes for a second. We were chatting before we started recording here. You want to make sure to mention them as well.
Oh, yeah. I love Casino and the Vibes. We had them on Loring stage before, and this year we thought they would be a really great fit and bring it to the P2P stage and close it out for us. So lucky to have them back as well.
And so generally, all of the other stages close down around the time Pride in Concert starts on Saturday night.
Correct. So most of the stages, all stages will have a hard close around 6 o'clock, and then that's when Pride in Concert will start at Loring stage.
Right. And let's talk about how to get tickets for the big Pride in Concert show featuring TLC.
So tickets can go online at TwinCitiesPride.org and buy tickets there. They're $20 a piece, trying to keep it very affordable.
Which is a steal, right?
It is a very big steal, especially for this big of artists that we're bringing in. So hopefully everyone will come out and support them and support Twin Cities Pride.
Now, is this 21 plus? There's like a beer kind of garden area. So maybe explain to that folks a little bit.
So the show will be 18 plus, but we do have a beer garden that will be 21 plus.
And there's like a VIP level as well, right? Is that still available?
Correct. VIP tickets are $99, I believe. And it's great benefits when you have food, you'll have some beverages that'll go all night long. Usually we have some entertainment in the tent for the VIP guests. And then this year we kind of have something special for them with more surprises.
Secrets from your dish.
Oh, I love secrets. I always want to make things bigger and better. So
we love scoops. So remember that when these secrets become public now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, with having a big name like TLC coming, we have to, you know, we had to upgrade some things, so hopefully the VIP area will definitely enjoy what's coming for them.
So stay tuned. All right. And speaking of developing events, so I'm sure people may not realize that this is the 50th anniversary of this is the celebration of the Stonewall Riots, the event that kind of got our modern pride movement rolling in a lot of ways. And as such, there's going to be developing, right? There's going to be something that'll be happening on the Loring stage on Sunday morning. Details are still sort of developing at this time.
Right, correct. So on Loring stage, starting around 12, around during the time the parade will end, hopefully we'll have some big Stonewall celebration on that stage. But for sure, over that whole weekend, just look around, there's going to be so many different events and celebrations and memories and thoughts of Stonewall. So definitely want to keep them in mind.
And another thing we wanted to mention is that, you know, along with the established artists that have been around for a number of years, the crowd favorites, you know, the Vigilantes Collective, Freedom Jazz Band has been around forever. You know, we always do make sure to make room for those new artists that maybe are just breaking out, that are maybe just emerging. We want to let people know, don't be afraid to apply. Like, don't be afraid to start the process, because there's a good chance, if you are a new artist, that we'll do everything we can to make room for you this year.
Oh my God, yes, please. Any kind of entertainment, from singing to dancing to poetry, if you are an entertainer and you want to come out and perform for us at during Twin Cities Pride during the weekend festival, please register during that call to entertainment. We've had a couple of artists who've started on the Rainbow stage, like Chase the Vibe, and now he's performing on the P2P stage. This year we have a couple of young ladies, Angel Little Hurricanes, who will be performing on the P2P stage this year. So I definitely love new blood, new entertainers to come out and perform.
And so we talked a little bit about all of the stages, all the artists, old and new. Kind of makes your head spin. There are a lot of artists. There's a lot of entertainment, comedy and acoustic and everything. So, of course, to kind of get a better look at it, you can also go online to the website, right, and get all of the information and all the times and the entire schedule for all the stages there, yeah?
Correct, yes.
And so the last thing I wanted to ask you about was, so you've been involved with the organization for a number of years. So, like, on a personal level, maybe take off the the entertainment manager hat there for a second, and just sort of tell me, as a Sean McDonald, like, what does it mean to you, to get up every day and to work, together with all these amazing people, making this festival that means so much happen on a personal level for you?
It means a lot. Like, Twin Cities Pride has brought a lot of different people into my lives that make me come back each year and continue to do what I enjoy doing on a personal
level. Oh, no, man, I'm right there with you.
On a personal level, I enjoy music and being behind the scenes and set up the concert, but being able to do it with people you probably call your family and your closest friends, it makes it even more enjoyable. And then seeing the crowd's excitement each year of what we bring to Twin Cities Pride makes it more enjoyable. So it makes me keep coming back each year. And then not doing stuff like this.
you know what's so great is that, so being behind the scenes as I have been for as long as I have been for a few years here, it's funny because it can be like a stressful sort of like, you know, situation. And it's what's funny is that at the end of every festival, it was like, that's it, I'm done, I'm never doing this again. Of course, you know, like, it's a few days go by and I'm like, oh, I love you guys, and then we're back to, like you said, already looking at the next year, right?
Oh, always. I know after the festival's done, everyone's gone off to other celebrations or whatnot, we come together as a Pride organization and we just hug it out. There's tears, there's excitement, there's laughter, and it's all worth it. At the end of the day, it was all worth it.
I'm right there with you, man. It really makes all the work that you know, all of you, and I mean all of us do, like, all year long, worth it just to experience the result of all that hard work.
It is. It's a lot of long nights, early mornings, sweat, tears, blood, all things that you can think of comes in this whole weekend, and I can't think of any other organization to be a part of. So,
and then the very last thing we want to talk about, another sort of big announcement, is our host for the Loring stage this year.
Yes, for Dorn Pride in Concert, during all the other excitement of our major artists, we have Monet Exchange, who was our RuPaul's Drag All-Star performer winner, is coming out and performing. And I'm really excited to have her here. She's done some amazing work in the past, and I can't wait to see her live in person.
No big deal, no big deal, right? I'm super excited. So, all right, well, thank you again to Sean. It's been great talking to you. Thank you for your time. As always, I'm going to let you go so you can go back to getting this big festival planned. There's still a lot of work to do, I'm sure. Great talking to you again. Thanks for all your support over the years, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Ryan, so much. You keep doing your thing, too.
All right, brother, thank you. Thanks for listening to the TC Pride Podcast, and we'll see you next time.
The TC Pride Podcast is a production of the Non-Pod, nonprofit podcast community, and Twin Cities Pride. Subscribe now on iTunes, on Android, or by email at tcpridepodcast.org. Because we're in this together. Non-Pod turns your email newsletter, blog, or video content into a more powerful, more personal,
more intimate,
on-demand listening experience. Your podcast.
Your story.
Your voice. Simplified. Amplified. Learn more now at nonpod.com.